This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't want to talk to you. You've made me mad today. Don't talk to me. It ain't been easy living with you all this time, the things that you've done to me. Trying to pick at my brain what little bit's left of it. Hey, look here. I'm not all the way crazy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Correct.
Nightmarishly elastic. The Don and Mike Show.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you. I just stepped on Cheryl. Tonight, Idol's on. Idol. And it's Idol Tree Night on Idol.
Yes, and while we were on vacation, we didn't mention, and we're really not doing our duty here to mention that Chicken Little, of course, was voted off. The only really significant vote off was, Kevin Covas. Kevin Covas, the adorable mutant.
Little hairless boy. The only reason I mentioned
Idol
is that this lady, the brain scanner lady, the reason that we booked her on the show is that she apparently has looked into Paula Abdul's brain and why Paula Abdul slurs and appears to be high.
Very good.
During American Idol.
Okay.
She said that she surfed both Paula Abdul and Simon Cowell's brains.
Wow.
And that Simon Cowell is slipping something into her drink that's making her act goofy during the show.
I'm not surprised.
And
really,
and Rodney spoke to her, and she can surf our brains.
She's looking forward to surfing your brains.
I want to find out how she does this. I mean, whether she does she look at a skull? Does she talk to you? What does she do?
It's low tide.
that's a New England expression where somebody farted. That's what we normally say.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's low tide. You caught me by surprise on that
surfing
one.
Expression.
Oh, I thought it was some S&M thing again.
No.
Well,
something about your D.
It's low tide. Time to go home.
Hold on. I dial this correctly. Give me a second. 1, 2, 1.
Calling Miriam. Miriam the brain surfer.
Might be older.
She might be a little older, Rob.
I got the impression. Right.
How old?
You can
Bill, 70 Bill.
Hello?
Here at 216.
Her voicemail.
I just got her voicemail. She knows to pick the phone?
Yeah, she does.
Hello? Miriam.
Miriam, it's Don and Mike. We're on the air right now. Hello?
Hello, Miriam?
Can you pick up, please?
Miriam?
Darling?
Brain surfer? We talked to her during the break,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like 6 minutes ago.
Miriam?
Darndest thing.
We'd
right,
love
hold on.
To talk
hold on.
About the
sorry, hold
brain.
Hold on. Try right here, bud. 216.
So see if she's going to pick up this time.
That sounded like her voice, right?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, Miriam.
Miriam.
Yes.
Miriam, hi. This is Don and Mike, and thanks for joining us on our show.
Mm-hmm. We're fascinated with the fact that you can read people's brains.
Yeah, I go direct to the brain, and I can give an idea of an attitude of that person. Mm-hmm. It's a 3 or 4 step process. The first time I look, it's a fast forward to the future. Then the second step is retro to the past. And then, we're talking about immediate for now, and then monitoring
okay.
that.
So you, I already know where we're going to have to go
yes,
with this.
Of course.
I know you're both skeptics, because I looked at you before the broadcast.
Now, when you say you looked at us, did you look at a picture of us?
I looked at a picture of your brain. I got an idea of
really.
Now, see, that's what I wanted to ask you, Miriam. The actual process. You say you look. How are you able to look at a picture of our brain?
I close my eyes.
Good. Okay.
Make sure that it's.
You don't even see. You don't need to explain it any further.
There's not enough talk. Then I look directly into the. I look at you.
We are cynical. You're right about that. We're cynical. But before you scan our brains, can you tell us what you noticed about Simon Cowell slipping something into Paula Abdul's drink?
And it's possible that he slipped something in there that would make her more affectionate toward him because she looks like, she looks affectionate toward him.
Like a date rape drug or something like that?
A roofie or whatever they call it.
Wow. How about that? So you really think he's drugging her?
I don't think he's really doing it.
Oh, you don't.
But he could put something in there.
Now, before you read my brain,
yeah.
I'm Don, and this is my buddy Mike.
Now, hello.
Now, you saw our pictures on the Internet. Would you mind if we brought another member of our crew into the room who you have not seen before, and perhaps you can read this person's brain?
I'll give you an idea of their attitude.
All right. Come on in. Now, be quiet now and just say hello, okay?
Hello?
Let's see here.
Okay, hold on. Where is the person?
Okay. Identify yourself, mystery person.
Okay. Whoever this is doesn't like this at all. You kind of have to drag them in. They don't like this intrusion on their privacy. They're very private.
Yes.
They don't like it at all.
You betcha.
Let's pause something here and be more specific. Give me a question where I can, you know, how do they feel about the job or their recreational activities, golf, tennis, internet, something that I can.
All right, hold on a second. Let's just start with Greg. Why don't you introduce yourself to Miriam?
My name is Greg Gillespie.
Yes, hi, Greg. Let's see. Do you have a question, say, about a relationship? Because I specialize in relationships, getting rid of love intruders. That's what I do. You know, I go direct and tell the husband.
Would you like to smell my beard?
Yeah.
Would you like to smell my beard?
Not particularly.
Look at my beard.
He's pretty focused on his beard. He likes his beard.
Oh, to look at his beard. Well, how about something a little more substantial?
Well, he's got lots of different things. Okay.
All right.
That would be, you know, Greg, be of general interest.
Greg, why don't you tell the woman about something that happened, like, in your childhood?
I can't answer that.
Well, you're not going to tell me. Just ask me about certain people that you know. You don't have to even give the whole name, just the first name or something that I can look at.
Are you ready for this? I wrote a book, and I'm an idiot.
And that's the name of the book?
No. That's funny.
Greg. Behave yourself, Greg. Behave yourself.
Stop it, Greg.
Have you been? Are you able to formulate any opinion on Greg based on what he said so far?
No, not particularly. Let's see. Let me take a look here. He hasn't asked enough questions of it. Let me see.
Greg, what?
He's very worried about something. He may be taking a little, you know, aspirin or something that worked. Maybe it was even a cup of coffee that's changing.
You betcha.
Brain cells that are going.
Hi there.
And this is still Greg?
Yeah, we're still talking to Greg. He's being a little silly today.
Hi there.
Yeah, hi there.
Say hi to my old friend, the strap-on.
Oh, now stop that. Behave yourself, Greg.
Use that. It sounds like maybe that's why he's worried. He probably has to use it. That's
he likes you.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm suspecting that.
He's being very silly today.
Talk to him, please.
Not quite himself.
Yeah, that's okay. He's on.
He likes you.
Being silly is where it's at now. But getting back to the original subject, what was the original subject?
We
were just asking if you could tell us anything about
Don and Mike. Let's get back to Don and Mike.
All right.
There's more substance there.
All right. Goodbye, Greg.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Have a nice day.
So long.
Goodbye. See you. Goodbye now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Greg.
Where the heck did you...
He's a stranger.
Rock on, baby.
He's an odd one.
He is an odd one.
I am tall.
All right, very good.
You like tall men?
All right, get out of here. Greg.
Goodbye.
Greg. Get out of here.
Goodbye, Greg. Okay, let's just focus on our brains.
Yeah.
Let's start right now with Don. Go ahead. Tell me about my brain.
Well, let's see. Can you give me a little bit of an idea of what? Well, first, let me look at it, okay? Because I did look before.
There you go. Take
before
a good look.
On there, and
I want to just tell you something. You're gonna be amazed. It's gigantic. Everybody tells me
it is big.
Bigger than average.
Okay.
All the chicks tell me that.
Yeah, you're a pretty happy fellow. You're jolly. You know, there's a sense of fun about you, and you're enjoying yourself. There's a little anger, too. People essentially look very much the same, only more so, you know. There's a little, you might have a sore throat or something, and around the neck area, you see a little red there. It's in the upper part of your
Never felt better.
Neck,
hey, you're absolutely right. I do have a sore throat. Tell me something else.
Well, what I really do more than that is influencing decisions about marital problems, love intruders and things like that. But sure.
About what problems?
People having love relationship problems.
Marital problems?
Yeah, I'm having a...
Can you get rid of the mistress? Can you get rid of my husband's girlfriend? And that's what I generally do, but I do other things too. But
it would be cold and it would be tasteless.
Yes, of course.
I went down that road to expose the Arnie K.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, bringing up Ida Frey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's bring in Mike now that we've...
That's it for Don?
Unless he has something a little more that he wants to...
How do you work, Miriam? If people ask you questions, is that how you do it?
Well, they call me and they ask me about can I help them with their love, you know, their husbands are cheating and look at their husband, what does their husband think of?
So you work off specific questions?
Sometimes and not always.
Okay, all right.
Circumstances. No, they don't call me out of the blue and just say, tell me about myself. They generally call me because they have big problems about they can't make up their minds.
More
about
specific questions.
All right, I have many, many big problems.
Film scripts, their job.
Do they have to be marital? Do the problems have to be marital in nature?
That is all the territory you can think of.
Okay. I hate my bosses. What can I do about that?
Oh, well, if you were to call me and tell me that would I help you with that, I would change his opinion of you in some ways. I would work
change the boss's opinion? No, that's impossible. They hate me.
Well, I can. So that's what I'm talking about. I can change that. I can look at them.
How can you
not
do that,
much
honey.
To work with.
How can you do that?
I can, because I'm doing brain surfing, and I do that all day long. It's just what I do.
All right, surf Mike.
Yeah, surf me. What do you know just looking at my brain? Are you looking at my brain right now?
I haven't seen Mike since we're on air. Let me see Mike.
All right, I'm talking to you right now. Well, my name's Mike. La, la. What's that?
You're quite physical. You're very interested in the opposite sex and a lot of it.
Yes.
Yeah, like what? I'm a faggot?
Factor in your life.
Hey, come on.
What are you saying?
Let her deal with me right now, okay? She's reading my brain, all right? She read your brain.
Yes,
so I'm very physical.
She didn't tell me anything.
I'm very physical, and I'm attracted to the opposite
sex.
Very
much so.
I'm incredibly heterosexual. Yeah. What?
So it's a very basic. It's
basic instinct.
It is a basic instinct.
It's sort of a manly man. And how do women find me?
Let's see. If there's any specific woman that you have in mind.
Yeah. Well, I'm involved in a very good relationship right now. How is she finding me?
Let me see how she thinks about you.
Very good. That's yes, good. I'd yeah. love to hear that.
Let's find out. What does she think of Mike?
Oh dear. What?
Oh well.
What?
She thinks, it's good. She thinks you're an upbeat personality. I'm getting more and more of her in here. It takes a few minutes to get her. She's a fun-loving individual, but there's some anger on me. Her anger, the red that I'm seeing from her seemingly is
I know that one.
Wait, where's her anger coming from?
Mike just told me she's having her period.
Something, the circumstances outside of her body, outside of her mind.
It's the red.
Outside there. It's red, yeah.
Didn't you tell me she just had a really
little PMS episode? Yes.
See?
Yes.
It's possible. It's,
but I mean, that's past now. She's in a very good mood now.
Miriam, listen, let's be honest. Darling, we've had carnies of all shapes and sizes on this show over the years.
Sure.
And you seem like a very nice lady, but you're not telling us nothing.
We need something significant.
I mean, if you're really going to surf the brain.
I can't predict the future. I only can change.
Okay. Can you think about my brain right now? Let's do something really simple. I'm thinking about a number between 1 and 10.
See, that's like mind reading. Kind of things, and as you said, carny.
That's carny stuff.
Yeah, there's plenty of people that can do all that kind of conning.
So what can you do if you can't, like, really?
How about one thing to improve both our lives?
Well, you have to give me a list of things, whatever it is that you want.
But see, here's...
For instance, your boss. You said that your boss here that you hated.
Yeah, but you know what? Really, our bosses aren't all that relevant to us.
No, not really.
They're really not.
Something on that line. Say something that you...
No, no, Mike had a great question, Miriam. Really, please, now, and we're not busting your balls here.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm enjoying this.
Please tell us, are you really enjoying this?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'll turn it up then a notch.
Hey, you're great guys.
Please tell us what it is that would make us happier, but don't give us, like, a generic take good care of yourselves, eat good food, treat people like you want to be treated, crap like that. Be specific. What would make us happy? Look at our brains right now.
I don't make those predictions.
Well, it's not a prediction. It's like a piece of advice.
What do you do?
We're looking for advice.
You should be able to read. It's right out there.
Yeah, I do, but you have to come to me with a problem that I can help solve.
Well, the problem is we're not as happy. Let's say we're not as happy as we want to be.
Here's my problem right now.
Okay, then maybe you should move to another part of the country.
Here's the problem I have right now. We have a woman on the telephone. Who's really not paying out the way that we thought she would.
Right.
You think that I'm going to predict the future, I'm sure. And
we're not looking for future, but what about advice?
Some insight. Yeah.
What about insight? Advice? Something. Give. We need.
You tell me what the problem is, and then I'll help you solve it. And
The problem is that we had you booked on the show because you're a nice lady who's brain surfed Paula Abdul and Simon Cowell.
Oh, yeah.
And, all you want to do with us is talk about nothing great like how he's poisoning her.
You mentioned that Paula Abdul has a lot of...
Do you think that either Mike or I is capable of killing?
Oh, no.
Oh, you're wrong about that. You're wrong about that.
Because we've killed already.
You know, and this bit is killing right now.
You said that Paula Abdul has a lot of dead brain cells. Do you see any dead brain cells with either one of us?
Let's see here. Well, everyone has dying brain cells, but some more than others. So let me get back to the original premise here with Don. Let's see what we have here.
There you go. How many are gone?
He has a few. Not that many.
You're so wrong. That's my skull.
Yeah,
let me ask you.
Can you see other body parts?
Yeah.
This is Mike speaking right now. How's my liver? I'm worried about it.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't have any symptoms or anything, but I know that I do have an occasional cocktail.
Punishes
it. Rob, I don't have any symptoms.
In your liver.
You're an alcoholic, Mike.
What's that? What did you say?
There's irritation there.
There's what?
Irritation.
Mm-hmm. Irritation?
Yeah. Little irritation.
Yeah, a little irritation. What do I do about it?
I don't know. I mean, if you were to come to me, I could help you work.
Would you?
I have to come out and see you?
Ma'am, would you?
No, I do everything from a distance.
Ma'am?
No.
Hey, Miriam?
How much would that cost, Miriam? That's a good question, Rob.
Well, we'd have to determine the degree of difficulty.
Oh, can you scan my colon and tell me if everything's all right back there?
Let's see your colon.
Don is very concerned about colon
health.
She's
looking now, no.
Go ahead, look.
Which one of you am I? Whose colon am I?
Don. This is Don.
Okay, Don.
How is my colon looking?
And, Miriam, I don't want to give you any help here, but the word he might be looking for is teenage.
But don't just take my... It looks good. I don't see a lot of problems.
Is it clean?
Well, not because they're important to have those.
Is it clean in there?
It looks pretty good. It looks quite good.
Normal,
pretty good.
And there's a little irritation there, too. Just a little, but...
How about now? Give me a quick flip around on the other side, and you know a little. How's your father?
Your father? Let me see.
No, figure of speech.
Now
what I meant was, if for instance, if I was on the table, mentally on the table, and you were looking at my colon, flip me over and take a look at
the front side.
Tell me something.
How is his reproductive health?
Are my genitals pretty? Yeah,
let me see.
Do I have pretty genitals?
They're looking pretty good.
But would you classify them as pretty?
Well, I'm only seeing... Oh, there's some red there.
Oh. Wow, she's good.
Well, that's the clincher right there. That's eerie.
That's the clincher. Right.
Okay, she saw some red.
There is some irritation there.
You're damn right there is.
Wow.
You're damn right there is.
She finally gives.
I see the red.
Red in my genitals.
Oh, dear.
There is some irritation.
She continually says,
heard you the first time, honey.
Don't take care of it.
I've got some red irritation in my genitals.
Red, I should explain, means irritation.
Well, I figured as much. Yeah. You know, red, generally speaking, is never a good sign.
No, it isn't. Not really.
It normally means angry.
Yeah.
What about Mike's colon?
Yeah, what about my colon? I've had colon problems before.
Okay, let's see Mike's colon.
Let me hold my breath.
Mike colon.
Any polyps?
He might have there is a little problem, a couple of problems. One is the way up, not the sigmoid, the one up first.
Oh, no.
He might have a little polypy thing going on there. I would have that looked into because it's a little red there. And also near the opening.
Near the opening. Oh, dear.
Sure.
I got something near the opening?
We're
a mess.
Let's not talk about the opening.
Wow. Boy, oh, boy.
There is a problem.
Are we agreed, Miriam, that that's an exit, not an entrance? I mean, it's just my philosophy.
Both ends.
Both ends.
What, ma'am?
Where are you going?
I don't know. She's
more of an irritation in the upper colon.
Up in the upper colon.
You
mean up? When you say up towards the inside or up toward the outside?
Inside, way up.
Way up.
It might be a sore throat.
Do you see any red? Do you see
it
with Mike? With Mike's colon? Is there red?
I think I already did it, didn't I?
You said there's irritation.
Let's get another body part here.
Another body part? Okay. You want another body part for me?
Just identify your name. Just give me your name so I know.
Mike, this is Mike. How about my feet? I love my feet, and my feet have been bothering me. Are they going to get better?
Let's see your feet.
My feet really hurt.
Okay.
And I don't have gout, if you're wondering that, either.
Look at him.
I may be growing. She's studying my feet.
It's a little...
Miriam?
Yeah, it seems okay, but there's a little red there.
Miriam.
Another
again, red.
Red.
Miriam.
Left-hand side.
Listen to me, Miriam.
Left side?
Miriam?
Yes.
Rub my feet.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
I would.
Yeah.
Who's this really? Calling? This is Mike.
Mike.
Rub my feet, Miriam.
Miriam,
between the toes.
Well, you really put your foot in it that time.
Miriam?
Yes.
When we were talking about my front area before.
Yeah.
We were talking specifically about the entire area. May I ask you specifically and medically, as a doctor would, if you would look at my testicles and tell me how my testicles are.
And whose testicles are these, Mike?
This is Don.
Oh, Don.
And if you say red, I'm going to run to the doctor.
Okay, let me see, Don.
How are my testicles?
Let's see, Don.
Brain surfing my testicles.
This is good because I haven't done this. I don't usually do this. I work on
relationships. Yeah. Well, I don't usually get it done either.
This has been very insightful. I'm off to the doctor as soon as the show's off.
Let me see, doctor.
There you go.
There.
Use your tongue.
Well,
I mean,
I don't
see
too much problem there with them.
No problem.
I don't see a big problem
neither
with them. I'm looking. Of course, this is very cursory now. You know,
no angriness.
A huge problem there.
you said huge.
Wait. A little bit of red. Okay, I see why it's important to keep stay looking. I can't do it too quickly.
She's taking a good long look.
She's lingering.
I do see a little irritation.
Uh-huh. Oh, more
irritation.
Miriam, there's a fine line between irritation and infatuation. And arousal.
Well, you want to be lonely or, you know.
Miriam, do you specialize?
They say that about matrimony.
How are you with geriatrics, Miriam?
Oh, okay.
Can we bring someone, another person on our crew in here?
Sure, Dragonman.
Buzz, would you like to say hi to Miriam?
Hi, Miriam. My name's Buzz. I do the news on the Don and Mike show and just hang out with them.
Oh, well, that's a privilege.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's fun.
Why don't you look at Buzz's colon?
Okay, what's your name again?
Buzz. Yeah, okay. My real name, Mike, but Buzz.
Buzz. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Get ready to go into that minefield that is Buzz's colon.
Oh, okay. Red.
See his colon.
Checking it out.
Well, you know, it's very to do it so quickly. I don't want to miss anything.
Is there anything you can tell by looking at his colon, Miriam?
I don't see. This is a very cursory look at the colon. It's closing my eyes.
Please be thorough.
Because it's going to take a little longer. I don't see anything in there.
Hey,
thank God.
You're cured.
She doesn't see anything in there.
You're cured.
I don't see anything in there, Hank.
There's nothing in there, Hank. I guarantee
you. Had worked on, you know, you had to call and ask me, what do they call that? Have you had one of those, Buzz?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, wait a minute. You said he had worked on.
Out, whatever was there. It seems okay.
So she, see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
about
a little
that?
Interesting.
You know, there's a part of you that always believes these carnies at first, isn't there, Mike?
Yeah, yeah,
it's a small
absolutely.
Part of you that believes in them.
This one less than most. But,
there is no one else in the whole universe that does what I do.
Yeah, apparently not.
Really? No, it's just the brain scan.
I tell you what, we've never had a woman on the telephone who can brain scan our genitals.
It's pretty amazing stuff.
We'd like to thank you for coming on the...
On the radio. Usually people talk about relationships. And so this
that's boring. We'd rather talk about our genitals and our colons.
That's very boring.
In fact, I may go back to doing some of that. I used to do this a lot. You know?
Really?
Boring!
Hey, stop it, Greg.
He's
right. That's Greg Gillespie again.
That's why I stopped, because I found it boring.
Greg,
what say you?
Greg wants to talk to you again.
Okay,
Miriam.
Greg?
Hi there!
Oh, God, not Greg.
Yeah. I'm afraid so.
Yes.
I don't follow you. Explain yourself.
The beard, the smelly beard.
That's the one. Yeah, so smell the beard. Yeah. She remembers.
Would you like to smell my beard?
Yeah. Oh, please.
How does it smell?
Well, get yourself to the barber there.
How does it smell?
I don't know, but I don't want to know.
Yeah. I have a shocking mane of red hair.
Oh. Wow.
Beautiful, flaming red hair.
Mm-hmm.
Red. Just like a fire truck. Red and angry.
Oh. So what do you want to know, Greg?
Would you like to smell my beard?
Yeah, can I ask you a question for Greg, Miriam?
Sure.
A lot of people, you know, really perceive him as an idiot around the station. What do you see by looking at his brain? What do you see by looking at this man's brain?
Oh, Greg? Oh, gosh. Let me see again.
Is he the station idiot?
Well, yeah, he's all right. You know, he's...
Be honest.
I'm trying to find it.
Oh, trying to find the brain?
Maybe, but I doubt it.
Let's see.
Okay, she's looking at
it. Yeah, he's a good sport. That's the important thing. You know, he'll take some of this.
Yes. Okay, all right.
How would you like to work for me?
Me?
I guess he's asking you a question.
Oh.
he says that to everyone.
He might be hitting on you, Miriam.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't follow you. Explain yourself.
Well, tell me what you. What's the next question here? Let's keep the flow going and tell me who am I talking to even. This is Mike.
No, would you like a cigar?
This is Greg.
Still. Oh, thank you.
My name is Greg Gillespie.
Hi, Greg.
Greg.
Oh,
G-R-E-G.
Yes. I think I've already perused your brain there. Let's get on.
What's your name?
My name is Miriam Garibrand.
Tell me about you.
What would you like to know? Let's start with the first part of it. The first part is that I work with on love relationships. Sometimes I do this in the water because I like to swim.
Well. How does it smell?
And the water, chlorine, great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, maybe we could go out for a drink.
I don't like
something.
And I use the water to work to do my work.
Hmm. How does it smell?
Like chlorine, because it's an indoor pool. Right.
Goodbye.
Bye, Greg.
That's it for him.
He's not a really good listener, man.
You don't have a website to plug or anything, do you, honey?
No, I haven't gotten around to websites.
God bless you. Huh. You're a good guest. All right, hold on a second, please. And one of our producers would like you to scan his colon, and he'll ask you how you enjoyed your time on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Miriam. Thank you.
It was very nice talking to you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on, please. Thank you for being so nice about my colon.
Yeah.
And Mike's colon. And my testicles.
And thank you for putting up with Greg.
Hold on. Hold on, please. And here's a song, and let's see you. Rob, go ahead.
Yes, how do you think it went? My dear, you were wonderful.
My dear.
They're very funny, yes. And touched. But I would like to have you back on soon. That'd be great. Keep surfing. Cowabunga.
Hey, ask her to look at your balls.
Hey, Miriam, could you look at my colon? Okay. No, just this is just for me. Shall I hold the phone lower or anything?
This will be good.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Here's Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
His woolly mammoth-sized colon.
What's the answer?
I did have corn for dinner.
Now he's fine. What did she say?
It's clear. It's 100% clear.
It's clear.
Okay.
And it's the shape of the Hindenburg.
Wait.
Uh-oh.
Little bit of red.
Oh, yeah, of course. She sees a little red.
Put her on hold.
Everybody but me.
Would you put her on hold? Would you put her on hold? That's an outstanding point, Buzz, and I think it's one of.
Well, I was pitching.
Now Miriam,
yeah.
just to confirm,
yes.
Of the five men you spoke to, Don, Mike, Rob, Greg, and Buzz, everybody had red in their colon, except for Buzz.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So Buzz,
is the winner.
This one had a very small...
the winner.
Very, very tiny. And it's a matter of degree. Sometimes it's a big red, and that's scary.
Right.
So minuscule.
Little red, no big deal.
It's no big deal.
So nobody had any real big red.
Well, one of you did. Yes. I think the guy...
Mike?
No.
You know, the one that had the red at the top of the colon, way up there, in there.
Oh, I had
that
a lot.
Was Mike.
Yeah,
that was
of
Mike.
Course. It's always, I'm deaf, and I'm the one that's the sickest.
But doesn't Mike have the purest soul?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No one does.
Thanks for the help, Rob. I appreciate it. I know you were trying.
I always
Miriam. Right, thank you for your time, man. Okay, and may I ask the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Lucille Ball.
Oh!
Big applause all the way around there,
baby.
Miriam. We love you, baby.
Bye, Ricky. Thank you, Miriam.
You're welcome.
Bye, then.
Bye-bye. I want you to repeat after me.
Okay, stop it.
God.
Sorry, I thought I had the other page open. I didn't notice.
He is obnoxious.
He is. This is the one I'm telling you, I guarantee it.
That's funny. Ha 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 ha.
That's a pisser. Mm-hmm. You know, I bet there's one guy that's not sick of that tape.
Who?
It's a guy that's been on hold, according to the software, for 2 hours and 31 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Drunk Chad.
Oh.
Hey, Drunk Chad. Hey, Drunk Chad.
I don't hear anything.
2.5 hours, he's unconscious by
now. I hear redness.
It's red and angry.
Well, it's not like nobody's there. It's not like the phone's giving us dial tone.
It sounds like we might have that thing where...
Let me check back with Joe. Well, we should have asked about his bung, too.
Hello.
Hey, Joe?
Yes.
Joe, have you checked back with Drunk Chad in the last 2.5 hours you've had him up on hold?
No, I haven't, because then it resets the clock.
Right.
All right. Okay, all right.
But he was there.
All right, Dunkershane. Thank you, Joe.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Is it still showing him on hold?
No, I've got the line wide open. Put it back on hold now, and we'll retry it. But just like Joe said, it just reset the clock. Hello?
Chad.
All right, sorry.
I want you to repeat after me.
Oh, that's funny.
He passed out. That tape is probably the reason Drunk Chad called the show.
Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz, what are your lead stories on news and comments tonight?
Tonight, a first lady catfight. W learns you can't go home again. And breasts, how big is too big?
Ooh.
Right.
Oh, Miriam.
Maybe. Yeah.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
We take this moment to say hi to Colette on her way home tonight, baby. Director of First Impressions here at the station.
Hi, baby.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.